It's Monday, September 9th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest-growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this fall at the E4 Experience, coming to the New York metro area on September 25th and Atlanta on October 15th. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 398. I'm joined by Corey Schaefer, Patrick May, and John Green, talking about PvP gaming and Poly's new logo similarities. John Green starts off talking about what goes into making a company logo, how this could affect Poly.
The logo creations generally cause the issue. It's not the color that you picked. It's not the font that you chose. It's a symbol that's going to represent you. We get a little bit weird because there's new era caps and there's new era technology. So there's always that conversation. But our star man, or whatever you want to call him, is very close to one of our number one clients, Aramark. They almost look exactly the same. So we literally called Aramark and said, do you have any objections to this? And they said, no, there's enough of a difference. I think it's the onus of the companies to really not be lazy about this. And again, while you might have a better set of lawyers to some degree, I always think that there's a gentleman's approach to call somebody and saying, listen, you know, this is where we are with this thing, and can we work this out? I would think that a gaming company up against an organization that's worth $1 billion would probably work something out. You know, I can't imagine. I would hope that that's the case, but, you know, once the lawyers get in the room, that's not necessarily the case. But you can't be lazy about it. That's the thing. I think, because the other thing that we've seen, like even when Infocom changed to AVIXA, the other thing, everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
I don't like your color. Oh, why did you come up with that? And then what's good is it, again, as Dave did, he gave a real story as to how he got to that point. You win in that case. If you can explain as to how you came to that name and what that shape is, I think that gains, in my humble opinion, that gains the weight.
Yeah, I was at Enterprise Connect. QSC was actually exhibiting right across from Poly, and so they did the announcement at the show, and it was a, you know, big unveiling. They made a big deal about it, and when I saw the logo, I recognized it right away as their tabletop phone, and thought right away that it was that. But I agree with John that first and foremost, did they do their due diligence? I mean, were they lazy, or did they do the due diligence? And if they did do the due diligence, they should have picked up the phone and asked and just inquired and did a gentleman's agreement or try to come to terms with this, because there is no doubt these are the same logo. You know, so, and the timing, you know, being different, you know what I mean, pretty close together. So even if Poly did trademark it before, the gaming, you know, will they look back to who used it first? Right.
I got to chuckle about this, because I'm simply going to show my age, and I'm not going to drag anybody in, but Tim will understand. I saw the logo, and my first reaction was, that's the thing you used to put in 45s to put them on the turntable.
Oh, you're right. It does look like that.
And then somebody looked at me and said, you're an idiot. It's a trailer. I went, oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.